Randall Wiseman reports several agricultural organizations have joined together to voice their opposition to Japan's negotiating position in the 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership to exclude a number of ag products as part of a final agreement.
The five broad agricultural product categories that Japan was to exempt from the TPP agreement are pork and beef, wheat and barley, rice and starch, dairy and sugar. In a conference call this past week, National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Bob McCann said Japan is a top export market for beef.
And we look forward to meeting the growing demand for beef in Japan, having sold $1.4 billion of U.S. beef in Japan in 2013 was a big year for us. But we feel that Japan does not deserve special treatment, and it must be treated the same as all the other TPP countries involved. If the United States is going to open its market to competition from other TPP countries, then so should Japan. NCBA, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, will support a TPP agreement with Japan as long as the terms are based on full market access and sound science. Anything else is not worth the effort and will set a bad precedent for trade for all commodities in all sectors of the economy. We feel that allowing a cave-out would seriously affect the integrity of this trade pact and certainly of any other trade pact such as TTIP in the future. So we're at a very serious juncture here in negotiations, so at NCBA, we just feel that it's paramount that we stand hard with the tariff elimination part of this process.
Other organizations taking part in this effort are the National Pork Producers Council, American Farm Bureau Federation, National Oilseed Processors Association, and the National Association of Wheat Growers. All of them and more are strongly urging the administration to reject Japan's offer. For AgNet West, I'm Randall Wiseman.